This is Ray Hanania, and this is my column commentary podcast. My columns are published each week in newspapers throughout the United States and in the Middle East. I write on American politics and life in Chicagoland every week in the Des Plaines Valley News, the Southwest News Herald, the Regional News, and the Reporter newspapers, as well as online at newsamericanetwork.com and illinoisnewsnetwork.com. I also write a weekly column published every Thursday for the Arab News at www.arabnews.com in Saudi Arabia and Jeddah. And I write news and feature articles for my websites at thearabdailynews.com and thedailyhookah.com. You can reach me anytime to share your opinions, your thoughts, your reactions by emailing me at rghanania@gmail.com. All my columns are archived at thedailyhookah.com. This podcast is available at podbean.com and also for free subscription on iTunes. Thank you for listening. Cleveland Indians should change their name. The Cleveland Indians were defeated by the Chicago Cubs in the World Series Championship on Wednesday night, November 2nd, 2016 at Progressive Field in Cleveland in the 10th inning by a score of 8-7. But before the game was played, I wrote this column looking at the racism of the Cleveland Indians' name and how that team should be disqualified from playing baseball until they change it. Published in the Southwest News Herald newspaper, November 3rd, 2016. If the Cleveland Indians end up winning the World Series, editors note they didn't, thankfully, as it seems, as I write this on Sunday after Game 5, I don't think they should be given the World Series title until they own up to their historical disregard for humanity and American history. They need to change their name first. Cleveland Indians is an offensive name, and their symbol or mascot, Chief Wahoo, is and has been disturbing. That professional athletes would even want to be part of a baseball team that denigrates and offends the cultural heritage of an entire race of people is disgusting. Before the team was known as the Cleveland Indians, it had many official names and many nicknames. One nickname was the Indians because in the late 1890s, one of its players was Native American player Louis Francis Sakalexis, who was an outfielder when the team was called the Cleveland Spiders. Sakalexis is considered the first Native American to play baseball, although it is in dispute, much like the one involving Christopher Columbus and the debate over who discovered America. In the 1900s, the team was also known as the Cleveland Naps, in honor of another player, Napoleon Naps LaJoie. In 1914, Naps retired, and the team owner, Charles Summer, who made his first mistake by asking the sports writers at the city's four major newspapers, asked them to suggest a new name. None of the sports writers were thinking of a name that might honor Sakalexis, Native Americans, or anyone for that matter. They could have called the team the Cleveland Cy Youngs, after one of the team's most famous and well-known players and pitchers. By the way, the Cy Young Award was created in 1956 in honor of Hall of Famer Cy Young, who died the year before. No, they chose Indians because it was a racial stereotype and caricature at the time. Indians were ruthless, waving tomahawks and spears, and they would kill anyone, dark-faced, fearsome, and screaming savages. That racist stereotype of Native Americans carried through for a long time, even long after the American Civil Rights Movement helped jog America's conscience about racism and race. As a child in the 1950s, I watched cartoons on television which portrayed Native Americans as fearsome savages. I watched John Wayne and other white hat heroes save women and children from the brutality of the savages in movies that went on to build fame and fortune. Little did I know at the time that the media would eventually cast a more sinister race in that role, Arabs. I can only imagine what it was like, though, for Native Americans to live under those racist stereotypes. Most importantly, Native Americans for years have demanded that the team change its name, but the team, the Cleveland Indians, has refused. Racism and hate apparently are in the foundation of the Ohio City, and I'm sure in many other cities too. But that's not an excuse. Racism doesn't belong in a heritage or colorful sports history. The name Cleveland Indians is a racist, hate-filled name, and anyone playing professional baseball wearing that uniform should be ashamed of himself or herself. Are there female baseball players? I don't know. Cleveland isn't the only city with a racist sports franchise name. There is the Atlanta Braves, with a mascot, Chief Nakahoma, who chopped an axe in the air, did a rain dance, and then ran into a teepee in the middle of the field. He was called the Screaming Indian or Screaming Savage. There's football's Washington Redskins, and I can go on and on with the Chiefs and the Blackhawks too. But racist jokes are not funny, and neither are racist images, no matter how we try to spin them today. Until the Cleveland Indians change their names, the World Series title should go to the Chicago Cubs. As a footnote, thankfully, the Chicago Cubs beat the Cleveland Indians, despite all the bias and favoritism from the umps and the Fox TV announcers. God was on the Chicago Cubs side when he made it rain right after the ninth inning and delayed the ball game so they could come back and win. I'm Ray Hanania. This is Ray Hanania, and this is my column commentary podcast. My columns are published each week in newspapers throughout the United States and in the Middle East. I write on American politics and life in Chicagoland every week in the Des Plaines Valley News, Southwest News Herald, Regional News, and the Reporter newspapers, as well as online at newsamericannetwork.com and illinoisnewsnetwork.com. I also write a weekly column published every Thursday for the Arab News at www.arabnews.com in Saudi Arabia and Jeddah. And I write news and feature articles for my websites at thearabdailynews.com and thedailyhookah.com. You can reach me anytime to share your opinions, your thoughts, your reactions by emailing me at rghanania@gmail.com. All my columns are archived at thedailyhookah.com. This podcast is available at podbean.com and also for free subscription on iTunes. Thank you for listening.